الموضوع كالآتي أهو، يعني بيقول فيه في انتيموثي فيرست تيموثي تيموثاوس الأولى شابتر 3 and verse 2 to 4 بيقول فين يا ولدي؟ من أول آية 2: A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife. وبعد كده بقيت الاتريبيوتس بقى: temperate, sober minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine. كلام كتير بقى في صفات الاسقف. نعم، ما هو ده الموضوع. ما هو ده الموضوع. السؤال بقى اللي بيقول عليه الدكتور مجدي لما بيقول ايه، اما بيقول
why ليه ما تخليش ايهاب يبقى اسقف
مثلا. السؤال بقى why
بعمل امراه واحده.
Why does our church insist that bishops be celibate monks? بعدين بين قوسين apparently in direct contradiction to St. Paul's instruction. يعني فيه عايز يقول ان في تعارض ظاهر او ظاهري، مش ظاهر، نقول تعارض ظاهري ما بين الوضع الحالي في الكنيسة وما بين اللي قاله بولس الرسول هنا. فده الموضوع بتاعنا. نتكلم ولا نستنى مجدي لما حد يجي؟ نستنى
نتكلم ولما حد هيجي من السيكتور هناك بيخلصوا متاخر على 1:30 بيكونوا 50
ما ده اللي احنا هنناقشه. حقيقة اسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد أمين. يعني في حد هنا بعرفش عربي نقول إنجليزي ولا عربي؟
عربي
سوري. يعني شايف كله ممكن. المهم first of all علشان نعمل سيرش على اي موضوع ما ينفعش ان احنا نعتمد على ايه واحده، لكن نشوف الايات اللي بتخص هذا الموضوع في مواضع مختلفه ويبقى نكون منها الموضوع. يعني الكتاب المقدس ما هوش ايه، لكن الكتاب المقدس وحده. فعشان كده ما ينفعش احنا نروح ماسكين ايه ونطلع منها عقيده، واخدين بالكم، او نطلع منها فكر كنسي ونقول هو ده وبس، لكن نشوف ايه اللي موجود في بقيه الايات. اول حاجه هقولها ملاحظه بسيطه خالص، ان لو كان فعلا كده بولس يقصد الكلام دوت a bishop then must be، طبعا هي في يعني هنوصل للاخر ان هي a bishop must be blameless، دي اهم حاجه، يعني ده المفتاح بتاع الايه must be blameless، يجب ان يكون الاسقف بلا لوم. بقيه الصفات بقى ديت اللي هنبتدي نتكلم فيها. لو كان الاسقف لازم يكون بعل امراه واحده، يعني هنا الـ مش بيقول لازم الاسقف يكون متجوز لسبب بسيط، ان كل الناس كانت متجوزه. يعني انا ما اقدرش مثلا لو فرضنا كلنا متجوزين ومعروف ان كلنا متجوزين وانا احط شرط اقول يا جماعه لازم اللي يحضر الاجتماع ده يكون متجوز، طب ما كلنا متجوزين، واخدين بالكم. فهي كل الناس اللي كانوا موجودين في الكنيسه الاولى معظمهم يا اما جايين من خلفيه يهوديه يا اما من خلفيه امميه، يا اما يهود امنوا يا اما ناس من الامم امنوا. وسواء يهود او امم ما كانش فيه رهبنة وما كانش فيه بتولية منتشرة، فالكل كان متزوج. فإيه اللي يخلي بولس يقول نعم
بولس نفسه ما كانش متجوز؟
ما أنا صح. يعني عايز اقول لو الايه دي بتتاخد حرفيا بولس لا يصلح ان يكون اسقف لان بولس مش متجوز. تيموساوس اللي هو باعت له الرساله دي لا يصلح is not qualified to be a bishop لان تيموساوس ما كانش متجوز. عشان كده لازم لما نشوف الامور ديت نشوفها بذهن مفتوح. يعني هنا الامر الرسولي اللي بيقول عليه بولس الرسول هنا لو كان يقصده بشكل حرفي يبقى we have not to expect him. واخد بالك واخدين بالكم؟ يعني if Saint Paul meant to say that a bishop must be married we have to expect him, يعني توقع ان هو to impose his disciple Timothy to get married, يعني يدفعه ان هو يتجوز مدام في شرط من شروط الاسقفية ان يكون متجوز ومتجوز بقى لامرأة واحدة. حقيقة هو الشرط هنا مش ان يكون متجوز, الشرط هنا انه اذا كان متجوز يبقى لم يتزوج اكثر من مرة, وده اللي احنا هنقوله لان بولس الحقيقة هو اللي اختار تيموثاوس. لو جبت لنا تيموثاوس 2:1-6 تيموثاوس الثانية اصحاح 1:6 هتلاحظوا ان بولس هو اللي مختار تيموثاوس وهو اللي رسم, سواء بالعربي كده بيقول له اهيت فين ايه 6 6 تيموثاوس الثانية. لا انت جبت ده, انت جبت ده انجيل يوحنا ايوه ايه 6 لهذا السبب أذكرك أن تضرم أيضا موهبة الله التي فيك بوضع يدي. يعني إيه بوضع يدي؟ يعني بولس هو اللي وضع يده على تيموثاوس. Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. يبقى بولس مش معقول يتناقض مع نفسه, مش معقول يحط لنا شرط ويقول لنا أن لازم الأسقف يكون متجوز ويجيب شخص متبتل او بتول اللي هو سيلبت اللي هو تيموسي وهو اللي يرسمه. والعجيب انه لما رسمه كان هو شاب صغير وضع عليه اليد وهو لسه حدث صغير, اداله وصايا نحس فيها بحرصه على او عمل فوكس على البيوريتي على الطهارة في حياة تيموساوس. لما يكلموا عن الطهارة ويكلموا عن الشهوات الشبابية لأنه عارف أنه أسقف شاب وغير متزوج. واخدين بالكم؟ يعني مثلا لو جبنا تيموثاوس الأولى 4:12
أبونا كان فيه رتبة أسس
في الوقت ده؟ كان فيه طبعا كان فيه رتبة أسس. هنقول كل حاجة دلوقتي. تيموثاوس الأولى 4:12 بينصحوا فيها وبيقولوا إيه؟ Let no one despise your youth. ما تخليش حد يستهن بحدثك. But be an example to the believers. كن قدوة للمؤمنين. In word. في الكلام. In conduct. In love. In spirit. In faith. In purity. واضح ان بولس هنا بيركز مع تيموثاوس على حتة الطهارة. البيوريتي. كأسقف شاب وغير متزوج. نفس الكلام هيجيبه لنا برضو لما يجي تيموثاوس الثانية 2:22 بيقول له أما الشهوات الشبابية فاهرب منها. 2:22 تيموثاوس الثانية. تعال يا أنت قول تعال يا رمز. We are discussing the what is what Saint Paul said to his disciple Timothy about ordaining a bishop, and he put some attributes and characters of the conditions for the person who is to be dedicated and to be ordained as a bishop, and he said he must be blameless. Husband of one wife. مش كده؟ Husband of one. And we are discussing this point. And we said that if St. Paul meant this, St. Paul himself is not qualified because he was celibate and not married. And Timothy also was not married but was a celibate. And so when St. Paul sent to his disciple Timothy, the bishop, he was insisting to instruct him to keep himself pure. And in this verse, he said to him, flee also youthful lusts. أما الشهوات الشبابية فهرب منها. Why? Because he knows that he is a young youth bishop and he is celibate. And so he was focusing on his purity. وقال له كده الشهوات الشبابية اهرب منها. Actually, St. Paul loved Timothy very much and he was trusting him. Timothy was the most close disciple for St. Paul. كان أقرب التلاميذ لي. And now we shall come to what St. Paul said to him. تيموثاوس الأولى 5:1-2. First Timothy 5:1-2. While he was instructing him how to deal with the old man, with an old man, how to deal with older woman, how to deal with a widow. It was amazing to see that. Concerning older men, do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father. طيب, the younger men, اللي هم الشباب الصغير, as brothers. The older women, as mothers. And when he came to the younger women as sisters with all purity. Did you notice that the word purity, St. Paul mentioned it so many times. And he spoke about the youthful lust that St. Timothy must flee. مش كده؟ يهرب من الايه؟ يهرب من الشهوات الشبابية. And I will give you an idea about the church, the Christian church, in the first beginning. In the first beginning, the believers are either from the Jews or from Gentiles. Those from Gentiles used to marry so many times. ناس أمميين, and they do not believe in God. So, every one of them, most of them, were polygamous. يعني بيتجوزوا كتير. This is one point. And most of the Jews, were permitted to divorce their wives according to Moses. Our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, هات لنا متى 19:8.
The Jews were allowed to marry more than one wife.
I will say, we're allowed to divorce and remarry. Divorce and remarry.
Not polygamous, no.
Why?
Not being polygamous.
Yes. Polygamous, I mean the Gentiles. But concerning for the Jews, our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. So the first or the situation in the church was that, first of all, there were many divorce. So many of them practiced divorce. And when he divorced, he remarried again. مش كده؟ يبقى كان فيه انه يبقى married more than one time. May not be collectively gathering all these wives at the same time, but one after one. كان فيه divorce. There was a divorce. And what our Lord Jesus Christ said to them is an evidence that they were divorcing, or they were practicing divorce. Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. This is one point. For the Gentiles, there was the what is called polygamy. Polygamy, اللي هو الواحد يبقى بيتجوز أكتر من مرة.
Till the time of Moses, they were allowed to marry more than one. When the one wife Isaiah came, because here he says, Moses, because of your hardness of heart, permit you to divorce your wife. But they were allowed to marry more than one at the time of Moses. There was no law, or I don't recall a law till the time of Moses, or after Moses.
I know that. For the Jews, they were not only divorcing their wives, but also they practiced polygamy. Yes, the Jews were, يعني داود نفسه كان متجوز أكثر من واحدة. ويعقوب. يعني, so, what I would like to focus on that in these first few years, in the first church, in the Christian church, there was polygamy, تعدد زوجات. There was also divorce, so many divorces, and also الترمل اللي هو ايه ويدو يعني أرملة. الترمل نفسه هو الراجل لما ممكن يبقى أرمل يبقى ايه ويدو برضه ويدور. So a man may be a widower, يعني his wife to depart, and after her departure, he may marry again. So these three cases, divorce more than one time, to marry more than one woman, or to marry after being widower. خلاص? These are three cases. Any of them, the believer, I am speaking about the believer. A believer may have more than one wife, either collectively through polygamy or successively, one after the other, however, through divorce or after departure of his wife. So most of the community, of the church was in these three situations. ما كانش في حاجة اسمها monasticism. And you, it is very difficult to find a celibate man عشان ما كانش معروف. It was not well known فكرة الرهبانة. And so it was very, very difficult. Although not impossible. مش مستحيل. What? In the first church, to find a person who is qualified to lead the church as a bishop, and at the same time, he is unmarried. Why? Most of the marriage in this age, in this period, most of men and women married in a very early age. يتجوزهم صغيرين. And that's why if you find تعالي لي. If we search among the unmarried, we shall find them of a young, very young age, 17 or 18. After that, most of them get married. يعني كان في هنا ظاهرة, a phenomenon that all of them, or most of them, marry in a very early age. There is an exception, such as Timothy. Timothy was an exception. He was a young man, a young youth, spiritually good man, served with St. Paul, and St. Paul find him qualified to be ordained as a bishop. This is an exception. We couldn't find so many like Timothy. And that's why St. Paul took him, ordained him, although he was not a husband of one wife. He was not a husband of any wife, never. And gave him the instructions which I mentioned to you, to be pure, an example in purity, and to flee the youthful lust, and so, and so, and so. Actually, in the first church, this was a temporal situation. I know that among the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, there was Peter who was married. Yes? And there was John who was celibate. And also St. Mark was among the 70 apostles, and also he was celibate. Can we shift to another very important point? This important point, St. Peter himself said to our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord Jesus Christ gave him a very, very, very important comment to explain that even the married saints or the married apostle did something which we will reveal now. طلع علينا مرقس 10 28 30 مرقس 10 38 مرقس 10 28. In the Gospel of Saint Mark, it was amazing that Peter began to say to Jesus, "See, we have left all and followed you." He was married. But Peter said to our Lord Jesus Christ, "We have left all and followed you." تركنا كل شيء وتبعناك. What did our Lord Jesus answer? Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife." Take care. Or wife. This was a situation that those who were married were able to leave even their wives, mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospels. يترك أب أو أم أو أخت أو إخوة أو امرأة هنا مترجمة في الإنجليش زوجة أو حقول لأجلي ولأجل الإنجيل for my sake and the gospels. Then who shall not receive a hundredfold now in this time. وعلى فكرة قال houses وbrothers ومothers وحاجات كلها ما عدا الوايفز, ما قالش وايفز لأنه مش هيبقى فيه وايفز. عشان كده قال who shall not receive a hundredfold now in this time houses, brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands with persecution, and in the age to come eternal life. This is one of the situation which happened in the first years in the life of the church, that Even those who were married were able to leave. عشان كده قال له, so we see, we have left all. And our Lord Jesus Christ commented, عمل comment, and I know that you can leave house, brothers, sisters, father, mother, or wife. وقال the reward which will he will give. This is one condition for the married. The other condition, a married man may be widower, اللي هي أرمل, may be a widower and not to marry after that. وأنا هجيب لكم مثل, يعني ما تجوزش بعد الترمل. And this also apply, we can apply for those who are to be selected and ordained as bishops. ممكن. أنا هجيب ال هات لنا تيموثاوس الأولى 5:9. In the first Timothy chapter 5 and verse 9, our teacher St. Paul was speaking about the widow. لتكتتب أرملة, والشرط بتاع الأرملة إيه؟ سنها يبقى 60 وامرأة رجل واحد. غريبة قوي, يعني امرأة وامرأة رجل واحد, يعني إزاي تبقى أرملة وامرأة رجل واحد؟ How come? Don't let a widow under 60 years old be taken into number, and not unless she has been the wife of one man. How? She has been a wife of one man, and after the departure of her husband, she did not marry again. And this is the example which we can apply for the men, for the person who is to be ordained also. يعني ممكن يبقى he has been a husband for a wife, and she died, and he became a widower, and he never married after her. This is another condition. The first condition is to leave and to follow our Lord Jesus Christ for me or for my sake and the Gospels. The second situation is to be a widower, يبقى ترمل, and he did not marry again after his wife's departure. This is another point. The third one, which is amazing, actually amazing, and we know it, we know this from the history of the church, from the history of the church, is that we can find a person to marry and to live with his wife as a sister. عندنا أمثلة ولا ما عندناش؟ أنا جبت دوت لأن المثالين اللي عندي مثل فيهم يوم 12 طوبة. عايز بس حد يقرأ, أنا مش هقرأ. أنت تقرأ؟ اقرأ الباراجراف الأولاني ودوت. يس. في 12 طوبة كلكم عارفين البابا ديمتريوس الكرام. This is a patriarch. He is the 12th patriarch in our Coptic Orthodox Church. On this day
of the year 224 Antedominium, the pure and celibate father, the figure, the fighter of lust, and the venture of nature, Amba Demetrius
the first.
The first.
The 12th pope
of Alexandria departed.
Depart.
This saint was illiterate, farmer, and was married.
Was married. Take care. Was married. And it is amazing that
he lived with his wife 47 years.
47 years.
Until he was chosen a patriot. They did not know one another as married people, but remained throughout that period in their virginity and chastity. A fact which no one knew.
So he did not practice his natural marital life. What happened?
Because he rebuked the sinners much and urged them on repentance and purity, some of them murmured and said, "This man is married. How can he rebuke us? The Lord Almighty wishes to reveal to them his virtue." So the angel of the Lord came to him at night and told him, "O Demetrius, do not seek your salvation and let others be destroyed with their doubt."
عايز اسال سؤال هنا بقى, السؤال بتاعي. The angel of the Lord came to him and said to him, "O Demetrius, Do not seek your salvation and let other be destroyed with their doubt. Why? Why to doubt? This means that it was well settled in the thoughts and in the mind and in the church that the patriarch and the bishop have to be not married. ده معناه ما بيقول له انت ليه هتسيب الشعب؟ انتوا فاهمين الفكره؟ So long as the angel of the Lord came to him and said to him, don't search for your salvation and leave your people to be destroyed in doubt. What does this mean? This means that they used to choose the patriarch as a celibate. But this man was married, and as I told you, he did not experience a natural marital life, and there was a sign or a miracle which happened. عارفينها كلكم ولا نقراها؟ Huh? Do you know it? When he after the liturgy, he put the charcoal in the في الgarment بتاعته وبتاعة الوايف, and they did not burn. مش كده؟ مش يعني this is one of the two conditions I would like to say to you. The other condition, في 25th تياح برضو قرر الجزء الأولاني بس. يعني دي بقى بتاعت القديس يوحنا القصير سان جون كاما.
On this day the great Saint John Cama departed. He was from Sobramento of the region of Sa. His parents were good fearing Christians, and he was their only child.
كان هو his only child. What happened? They imposed him or forced him. Yeah.
They forced him to marry against his will. When he entered his wife's room, he stood, prayed for a long time. Then came near the young girl and said to her.
Young girl, which is?
His wife.
His wife, yes.
My sister, you know that the world and all of earth's lust will go away. Do you agree with me to keep our bodies pure and clean? She answered and said, my brother, the Lord's name lives. This also is my desire, and now the Lord has given me what my heart desires.
في حته هنا يعني استنسر علينا على الرسم بس في تعليق هنا ان احنا الجواز ما بيشيلش البيوريتي بتاعت الجسم.
برافو برافو. يس يس. I will have this comment and this all these conditions. However, to leave his wife after keeping or after preparing her a good source of living, يعني يوفر لها, to live here and to go and follow Jesus Christ for the gospel, or the other condition اللي هي يبقى he became a widower and not married again, or to live with a wife without practicing natural marital life. I am not saying that these are the only three conditions. He may live a natural marital life. He may. Why not? Because we know from St. Paul that the marriage is honor and the bed is undefiled. Ibraniyin 13:4. Ibraniyin, Hebrews. It is very important, this point. We are not accusing marriage as something which make me lose my purity. No. Marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled. ليكن الزواج مكرم عند كل أحد والمضجع غير دنس. And المضجع هنا أو the bed هنا, I think all of you know that he means the marital life, the natural marital life. It is undefiled and the marriage is honorable. فيعني we are not despising the marriage, but marriage is honorable. But as St. Paul said, and he started to speak about celibacy and marriage, putting each one of them in an honor place. هات لنا ال كورنثوس الأولى سبعة. كورنثوس الأولى سبعة. سان بول هو spoke in this epistle to Timothy and said to him that a bishop must be blameless, a husband of one wife. He himself, في عدد 38. He himself, في عدد 38. وعدد هات لنا من أول 32 الأول. 32. 32. يقول إيه؟ But I want you to be without care. عايزكوا تبقوا بلا هم. Without care. And he started to explain. He who is unmarried, cares for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. جميل؟ يبقى ده رأي بولس. الشخص اللي مش متجوز بيهتم فيما للرب كيف يرضي الرب. A bishop who is unmarried, his care is how to serve, how to please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. Is it clear? So this is a rule put by St. Paul, and it is logic. A married have to care how to please his wife. The unmarried, he cares how to please the Lord. This does not mean that the married man is not invited to please the Lord. No, he will please the Lord. But his wife will take a lot of his care and his time and so and so. And that's why St. Paul, عدد 38 بقى, St. Paul قالها كده بصراحة. So then he who gives her in marriage does well. من يتزوج يفعل حسنا. But he who does not give her, ومن لا يزوج in marriage does better. اللي يتجوز يعمل حسنا, والذي لا يتزوج يفعل ايه؟ يفعل احسن. So St. Paul,
because he's going to devote more time for God.
Yes, he is dedicated and will give more time to God. أستنتج من ده إيه؟ نابولس did not attack marriage, did not stand against marriage, but he spoke about marriage in chapter 5 in the Ephesians, that it is a great mystery, سر عظيم, and in the epistle to the Hebrews, that marriage is honorable and the bed and undefiled.
Type. Okay, we'll allow like 5 minutes before we start to where the two games ask. We didn't ask what I know.
So when he had that in the part that is cool in the Agnes dinner, yeah, of Kula Rabbit and Rawa, of Kula Rabbit, some.
Paulus, yes, I know that Paul was very strongly advocate of celibacy.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, in the, على فكرة, أعتقد in the first verse of the yeah. Yes.
But again, it's not because it's not honorable. It's not because it's less. No. But it's for the idea of he was servant and he was devoting. So he is encouraging everybody to, if they can.
Well, that's not my question. My question is a reason for marriage. This might be one reason for marriage, although personally this is a very weak reason. But yeah, them set up guys. وعشان لأجل الزنا الناس بتتجوز.
لا, ما أنا هقول لك حاجة. مش بعمش عشان الزنا. Because the natural need. دي حاجة. Because ان الزوجة زي ما قال الله لآدم معين النظير، مش عارف معين النظير بالترجمة ايه في سفر التكوين، هيلبر ها ها معين، بس نظيرة دي لا ليها يعني to be helper to him and to fulfill the natural feeling of both، دي حاجة تانية. And also there may be
comparable
to him. They may be also a strong desire for يعني عاطفة جياشة ناحية الأطفال. فممكن واحد يتجوز يحب يتجوز عشان الأطفال، ممكن يحب يتجوز عشان الحياة الطبيعية الطبيعية. لكن هنا بولس الرسول يعني كان يعني he spoke about himself that عايز إن الأولانية خالص اللي هي الأساس اللي احنا بنتكلم فيه طبعا هي الحتة دي، احنا بنتكلم على الزواج والبتولية اللي احنا بنتكلم فيه. هقول هرجع وقول تاني ألخص اللي انا قلته في حاجة بسيطة قوي قوي. هات لنا الآية بتاعت تيموسي، ان تيموسي الأولى ثلاثة، ان what Saint Paul wanted to say is يعني not an apostolic command or not imposing that the bishop must have one wife or must be married, should be married. No, he did not meant that. He said that if he to be married, he must have only one wife. But this does not mean or didn't mean that he must be married. يعني مش عايز يقول انه لازم يكون متزوج، لكن لو متزوج يبقى بعد امرأة واحدة. يعني this is another point اللي هي قالتها سعاد، اللي هي الزواج وبتاع، دي نقطة تانية. Yes.
لا كده ممكن اقترح حاجة علشان بس الموضوع ما يبقاش عننا. Why not ان احنا نسميها next week? Is there a specific plan that will contradict that we are still...
طب
احنا مش عايزين نكمل دلوقتي. So I have no problem if everybody is happy.
I think it's just like the holiest person for the job. Be a technician. And then with the advent of monasticism, you have the holiest people going to monasteries.
في مجمع نقيا, they decided that the bishop should be celibate, but the priest, because the priest is to go and visit, make visitation to the houses, the priest have to be married. But the يعني نوع من البالانس. The bishop to be completely dedicated for his service, to be celibate. ده اتقرر في مجمع نقيا. The Council of Nicene 325. اوكي يبقى اللي هي السؤال اللي سأله لان ده another subject. This is another subject. It is not
Before we leave, I want just to stress that maybe this verse 38 that shows that unmarried is better, this is not the idea in our church, because as per the teaching of our church and from the history, when Saint Macarius went to the two married women in Alexandria, the Lord revealed to him these two married wives with children who take care of their wives and their
family are better than all these prayers and fasting that you do in the mosque.
This is the subject اللي هو فتحه رامي.
Applies to everything. It's some of the saints didn't sleep, meaning sleep, but
yes.
They disagreed. They should stay up all night, all day, praying. Some of the saints didn't eat as little as possible, spend more time with the Lord.
Yes.
Same thing on marriage. If you don't keep it as holy, if you look at as people outside the church, non-believers take it as it's not treated holy, then it's not good. So I think it just the same applies to everything. Same as a cell phone, for example. A lot of people use it for good, but some of the people use it in the church during the liturgy. That's not good, right? So it applies on the marriage, same thing. It's not that marriage is bad. It's good, but you also have to remember that the God put the marriage not to divide us from the God, to keep us close, and they said that the Genesis is the helper, supposed to help us do our work. Same
good.
Thing on sleep.
Also, we can just think about this commandment that it is something spiritual, that the bishop should be or looking after one territory only, which is like his wife, bishop. So we shouldn't focus only on material interpretation only.
Yes.
So,
بالضبط. تفضل.
بعد الصلاة
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our God, Amen. We praise you, we thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ. You called us to purity and to a joyful life, and to make us enjoy your existence among us, and working through us in order to spread the gospel to each, every creature. Our Lord Jesus Christ, support us and give us instruction and enlighten our souls and our minds. That is to understand the depths of your word and your commandments, and to serve you honestly and righteously. Bless us and purify us, and keep us in your faith. And through the intercession of Our Lady Saint Mary and all the saints who have believed since the beginning, make us worthy now to pray thanks to our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus our Lord.